Hello, Dog Days listeners and Dog Days podcasters. This is Chuck Tomasi from, once again, Hudson, Wyoming. It has been a beautiful day here. Wow, it is just gorgeous. I don't have a whole lot of notes for today, so I'm going to be winging this off the top of my head. It's been a beautiful day. Kind of nice to not have any schedule, not have anything to do. We had a plan in mind. There are about 22 of us from my wife's side of the family, kids and cousins and brothers-in-laws and all kinds of relations that, fun stuff. After the sunset, I recorded that as about sunset last night. It is currently 8:02 local time, and it's about the same time I recorded yesterday. My brother-in-law, Robert, got out his Newtonian telescope, and holy crap loads. The stars were beautiful last night. I was in awe just at what you could see without the telescope. It's been a while. We didn't have good viewing in Appleton for the 25 years or so we lived there. We would go to the Upper Peninsula, and, Marquette, Michigan isn't too bad. You get out of town, it was even better. And the viewing in Phoenix is maybe slightly about the same, actually, about the same as the light pollution we had in Appleton where we lived. So I've been dealing with it, but I always appreciate good sky viewing, and this place has it in abundance. We are just outside a little town called Hudson, and that is near Riverton, which is about 10,000 people, and Riverton is maybe 15 miles, 10 miles up the road, so we're not really near anything. The only light pollution we have is a sign for a meat market, which is about a quarter mile away. Less than a quarter mile away. But you could see the Milky Way really nice. Saturn was quickly visible. Jupiter before it set. We trained this thing on all kinds of things. And Robert knows his way around the sky, which is very nice. He said, hey, you want to look at M51? It's over there. Boom. And he would find it. And at first, things look like a little smudge. There's one right next to Antares, which is the bright orange star in Scorpio. But the more you look at it, the cooler it got. The one next to Antares is a globular cluster, which is sort of like a satellite galaxy of our own. Little blobs of stars, really old stars that are outside of our own galaxy. They sort of hover around, almost like shepherds. If you've never dealt with globular clusters, they're kind of cool. We tried to find, what was it, the donut galaxy up by Vega, but we couldn't find that one. A lot of other cool stuff that we just pointed and found, and it was a lot of fun. Looking forward to, I'll get mine set up tomorrow and test it out, make sure the solar filters work. We did that, it actually cooled off pretty quickly last night after sunset, and had a good time. We took everything in, got a good night's sleep in the camper. This morning, we went to a place called Trail Lake. It's about 80 miles from here. Beautiful drive through the country, wonderful scenery, just gorgeous valleys, geology, red rocks and blue rocks and green rocks, and just rolling landscape turns into beautiful stratified canyons. It's hard to describe, but it's very, very beautiful out here. I remember the first time I came, I went, oh boy, we're going to Wyoming in 1997. And I got to tell you, there is definitely an appeal to this place. And I am not the most outdoorsy person. I don't hunt. I don't fish. But just the beauty of the place. Up at Trail Lake, there's obviously a lake. The roads were mostly gravel for the last 15 minutes of our hour and a half drive, I think it was. It slowed down a bit because of campers, lots of them on the road, going slower than the speed limit, so we call them parades. When the cars start stacking up and you've got car after car after car after car trying to, we weren't in any hurry, so I didn't feel any compulsion to pass. We had a caravan of five vehicles of our own, which were behind this camper. And then there were probably a dozen or more behind us by the time we got there. I mean, it accumulated over time. The very high altitude, so the lake was cold, the air was thin, the trees were sparse, and we did some hiking around. We had a little picnic. We saw some petroglyphs carved on some boulders that were halfway up this hill. Just a great old time. Got a little sunburn, not too bad. Time with the daughters, time with the wife and the cousins and the in-laws and everybody who was here. It was a lot of fun. So having a great time. Great time. Got back here a little tired. I did manage to sneak in about 20 minutes of nap while somebody was out on a boat and cruising around. I went, okay, I'm not going to make it. It's going to be a long ride home. Donna has been working like a champ at editing the chapters in the book. We are now through chapter 16 of 19, and T and I had a quick discussion. Once I got back into cell range, I was out of cell range most of the day. That doesn't happen very often, and it was quite liberating. Not having to worry about, hey, somebody going to call? Is there an alarm going off? I don't have to do anything. This was totally freedom. And she managed to sneak in a little bit this morning before we got on the road, and we did a little bit more on the road. I think we're through 16, which feels really good at this point. I did not expect to be where we are at this point, given the amount of work and the detail that we have to go through and the deadline we were given. I felt it was just a smack in the face. So T is going to push us across the finish line with 17, 18, 19, and we will talk Monday night on our weekly status meeting and hopefully get that taken care of after the eclipse is done. So it was, saw another good sign today as we were driving back. It said, Eclipse Campsites, hand-painted sign on this piece of plywood on the side of the road. It was great. White background, black lettering, Eclipse Campsites. So people are just all over this thing. Hotels are definitely gouging people for prices. What would normally go for about $50 a night is $500 a night. So, and apparently they're getting it. Or you go to the hand-painted campsite sign. All right, let's get into the C&D story from May 24th, 1987. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting, and my theme this year is to cover a story or two from 1987. This is the 30th anniversary of my wife and me dating. So we were dating 30 years ago today in 1987. We are obviously still together, happily married, even after a book editing session or two. And we have two beautiful daughters, very smart, very bright, very proud of them. This is where it all started, some insights to who we are or what we used to be like. I say used to be because some things have changed. A little older, a little wiser, a little more married. And from May 24th, 1987, the time of this post was 22:21. These are posts from a bulletin board that I used to co-run. Subject, DNC camp. Actually, it's her stepdad's camp. I think that's the relation. Actually, it is. It was her stepdad who passed away about 3 years ago. Almost 4 years ago. Wow. I just called the guy Ben, since that's how Dee refers to him. Anyway, we had a nice relaxing time. I left my watch off most of the day and didn't care what time it was, since I didn't have to be anywhere at any time. This is a great feeling. Wow, sounds kind of like today. I wish we could all do that more often. The camp is on one of those winding old logging trails off of County Road 553. If you know where Bear Lake is, then you're not far off. It's about 3 miles further in. Dee and I went for a walk, nearly got lost in the maze of trails. I kept making arrows in the dirt at the intersection so we could always backtrack. No need. Eventually, we came back to a familiar dirt road and found our way back. We only needed one of the arrows to get back to the cabin. All in all, it was a fairly relaxing day. I want it down in the records to say I had a good time. I think we need some S&J stories to hear about Mr. Scott and his girlfriend. By the way, that one didn't last. He eventually married somebody else. And Jay is happily married to somebody, so looks like D&C turned out to be the winning horse in that race. Don't you two want to share your experiences? McCoy out. So that is the story of the day from 1987. I will bring you another one tomorrow after we go to the session with Jill Tarter speaking from the SETI Institute. So she will be here. I believe she's speaking in Lander tomorrow. We've got tickets. I believe everybody's going. Maybe not everybody. We'll find out. I'll tell you tomorrow. Until then, take care. Have fun. Peace out. And I love you. Haven't heard Dave say that one much lately. But maybe.